Hi, welcome to BA Brew. I'm Lisa.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Debbie.
Thank you. So welcome back. This is the start of season 10 this time. So yeah, the seasons fly by. So thank you for joining us. Today we've got Christina with us and Debbie, and we're talking about business analysis and then the transitioning to doing an MBA, so a Master's in Business Administration. So first of all, so from my understanding is that Christina, you've just graduated, haven't you, in September? And Debbie, you did your MBA way back in, I think, did you finish around 2003? Which feels like yesterday, doesn't it? It does feel like yesterday. And annoyingly, I'm still just halfway through the journey on module 6 out of 12. So why did you both want to do it then? So Christina, if I come to you first, what was the sort of catalyst for you wanting to do the MBA?
So yes, firstly, well, thank you for having me. Why I wanted to undertake that journey of an MBA, I wanted to see how effective I could be in the world of consulting. I have been around and worked on many projects, and suppose I would really like to actually take on things where I can have more comprehensive knowledge and build up that knowledge in various business disciplines. Within an MBA course, it's finance, marketing, operations, strategy, all of these key pillars of our organization. And whilst we might all touch on such, functions within a business, as a BA, you only touch on parts of it in various stages of, projects as and when you need to. I really wanted to get a bit of more of a comprehensive knowledge in these areas. And secondly, networking opportunities. Often in MBA programs, you're surrounded by people of a diverse range of people of all walks of life, but there are a lot of them that are senior leaders and very likely to be these senior stakeholders that one might work with in projects, and it was a great opportunity for me to network with them, and I suppose understand what they think about the work that we do in our professions.
Okay, no, it's great. You're absolutely right. There's so many, because I don't know if it was the same structure as the one I'm doing, but there's 12 different topics, and you're right, they're all really, really key topics to be able to run a business and have that oversight from that level. So Debbie, how about yourself? What was your sort of rationale for doing the MBA?
It was interesting, really, because I had done quite a lot of learning earlier in sort of more technical areas, so around computer science. I'd done an Open University course on data and databases, all that sort of stuff, and I loved it because I really love technology. And I decided I wanted to do another course of learning and sort of do something a bit different. And I started doing an Open University Foundation in the arts. And I just found it really boring. And that's not because it is boring. It's because it just did not tick any boxes for me. Even though I love literature and all that, I just thought, this isn't doing this for me. And I saw Henley Business School, Henley Management College, as it was at the time, advertised an open session to discuss an MBA. And I thought, could be interesting. And as soon as they started talking about the programme and the sorts of things you'd look at, I was a business analyst. I'd been very immersed in understanding technology within a business context. And suddenly there was this programme that was all about the business context in so many different dimensions. And I could just feel my interest level going up and up and up. And as soon as I then started the program, I just thought, this is me. This is what I want to learn about. So it was, it's lovely to have the qualification, and obviously that's a driver, but the learning was absolutely phenomenal. And I've always thought it was one of the best learning experiences that I've ever had. So, it just ticked all of my boxes. So Lisa, you're partway through. Come on, why did you decide to do it?
I'm just behind, I suppose, so when I first left school a long time ago now, I did a business apprenticeship. And it was brilliant, but I was one of these people, I didn't really know what I wanted to do for a very long time. It was only when I got a job in IT, completely by chance, I thought, oh yes, this is where I kind of feel like I belong. And then even more so when I moved from software development into being a BA, and obviously I love the role, love being a business analyst. And I suppose I've always had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to go back and do a degree at some point. And it was either the choice between doing a kind of a bachelor's degree over 6 years part-time, because obviously I'm working full-time with Assist. And then I had this dilemma. I was talking to a friend about it, and she suggested, why don't you do the MBA? Surely the experience you've got so far, you might be able to just go straight into an MBA program. And I thought, oh, wow, okay. I never even thought about that, stuck that way into it. And as it happened, I applied, didn't really expect much, put forward a couple of pages of my experience in managing and, my work history. And I got an unconditional offer back, and it was just a massive surprise, really. But I suppose part of it was I wanted the badge. I wanted to prove I could learn at that level. And a bit like you, Debbie, when I saw the list of the different topics, the different modules, I thought, wow, this could be really, really great. And I think the fact that I'd already got a career in business analysis, and I feel like I knew a fair bit already, it wasn't completely daunting. So I did know a fair bit already. Or I thought I did until I started anyway. it's been great so far. It's been really great so far. Just to learn the bits you're interested in, the bits you perhaps want to pursue in the future. It's been brilliant. So how did you both do yours? How did you do yours, Christina? Did you do yours sort of part-time online, or what was the...
Yes, it was part-time. And it was one of these executive MBAs that we did. And in terms of the format, it was quite interesting time because of COVID. And it was meant to be 100% face-to-face, and it ended up being hybrid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But thankfully, at the sort of second, the latter half of my course, the restrictions eased up almost completely at that stage, and we were able to get back into campus.
It's quite a good time to have done an MBA, I think, because you're kind of confined to the house anyway.
yes, I have to say those lockdown periods are probably the most productive times of my life. I actually did my CBAP, I did Lean Six Sigma, and started my MBA during that time.
That's impressive. How about yourself, Debbie, then? So back then, I'm guessing, was it face-to-face as well?
No, because I did a distance learning MBA. So it actually was over 4 years. And it was at the time when they were starting to move some of it online. So it was very hybrid. But we had workshops. So we had workshops, and we had books to learn from, and also online learning. And it was all sorts of, it was quite a multimedia type of program. But the workshops were then very, very practical, and very much around, trying out different techniques and different problem situations and discussing case studies and all that type of thing, which was fascinating. And as Christina said earlier, also meeting other people. So we were in study groups. And so we had a group of about 8 of us, I think. And at every workshop, we'd get together and we would then discuss the case study, discuss what we'd learned and all that type of thing. So it was very hybrid. And that was actually quite good in some ways, because I can remember the business finance module, the module that usually strikes fear into the heart of most people, but probably not you, Christina, but the rest of us. And I remember sitting there with the books thinking, I have to understand this, and I'm going to go to a workshop, but we're not going to be taught this. This is, a lot of self-study. But it gave me quite a lot of confidence that if I did, really sort of work at something and I tried applying it, that I could actually understand and learn. So it was quite an intense process from that point of view. But yeah, it was over quite a few years.
Wow. The thing is that the time flies, doesn't it? Because you're so, your days, you're studying most days, I think, if especially if you're working full-time. And some days it just feels like every hour counts, doesn't it, as well? It's quite full-on. Yes. I'm really glad that I'm glad I've done the financial module now. Otherwise, I'd have been petrified at this point. I'm glad I've got that one out of the way.
But what She was over for Lisa. She was about 3 years, something like that.
It's took 2 years, but you know, life got in the way a little bit last year, so I did take a couple of modules break. But I think I'm hopefully on track to finish now, early 2026. So, yes,
excellent.
We're getting there, slowly but surely. Yeah. So mine's 100% online, which is it's great in the sense, like I say, I can work full time. I can do, you know, if I want to work in the middle of the night, I can, which sometimes I have to. You know, you often do have to when you've got, you know, family things going on. But so it was quite useful, though, because we have micro lectures. So you get like a unit's worth of work. You go in, you log in, you know, a couple of times a week. Watch your lectures, do your reading, read your books, read your articles, your journals, all that kind of thing. So it's really quite structured. So did you have any sort of like set ways of working, Christy? Did you have to adapt your ways of working? And have you got any top tips, I suppose, for anybody in that sense?
Yes. I think we've had so many conversations, like you, Debbie, and possibly you, Lisa. Having a study group really helped to be sounding boards, and we can share our experiences trying to tweak ways of, you know, ways of working. I'll probably say, you know, sort of how I structure my day as well, what works best for me. And I suppose getting these assignments, making a start on these assignments first thing in the morning tends to help for me. That's just, you know, kind of my way of tackling it. It's as kind of Brian Tracy says in his famous book, Eat That Frog. That was my frog of the day. And I think with a structured plan, at least I had something to, you know, an objective in mind every day. And I just built out basically, if I had this assignment due on this day, it was basically a bit like a project planned. What the key milestones I need to hit in a certain week or certain weeks, months, leading up to this submission date. And that's how I tackled it. I kind of broken it down to manageable chunks so that I'm not intimidated to the extent of me just procrastinating. It's very easy to do. If I could just build it to manageable chunks and tangible actions, I managed to sort of, you know, get those out of the way a chunk at a time. So that's how I've tackled it. And still being able to, you know, sneaking some holidays to, you know, during the course of my MBA, having some time in the evening, albeit a bit more restricted. I spend a bulk of my time in the morning and on my assignments and bits of learning after dinner in the evening. But I have a clear cut-off time just to make sure I have enough rest.
That's nice. It's very structured then. I think, yeah, that's something I found a little bit as well. The first thing in the morning, I personally found I'm similar to you. You know, it's the optimum time, isn't it, to take things in. I like your approach. I like the way you've kind of thought of it as a project plan, and you do have set objectives at set times. But was that similar for you, Debbie? How did you, you're very organised anyway, how did you structure your time?
Yeah, very structured. I think you have to be, and you have to know the best time for you. So I'm like you guys, first thing in the morning, I can think much more clearly. So if there's something complex, that's when I try to really address it. But I know some people who are much, much better later in the evening into the early hours of the morning. That's when they sort of come alive. So the first thing you have to know is who you are. And then you have to think about all of the other pressures. And I was very much first thing in the morning, get up early, maybe spend an hour or so. And then in the evening, maybe a couple of hours, but I might do more sort of just general reading in the evening, that type of thing. And then I used to do Saturday and Sunday, but not the whole day each time. So it would probably be, you know, 3 to 4 hours on a Saturday and Sunday. So that, as Christina said, you're not completely exhausted, because you could be, you know, so you have to sort of give yourself break times as well. And you have to know what works best for you.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think, and that, I don't know how you found it in the beginning, but it takes a while to find your groove in that sense. Because the first sort of three modules, I didn't know what was going on. You know, I just felt like I'd got a mountain of reading to do, you know, trying to read these really, sometimes really complex academic papers and all the theory, you know, and studies of years and years gone by. And there's an awful lot, isn't there, to take in. I actually find reading in an evening is a really bad thing for me. There's many times I've woken up and the book's just fallen asleep on me. So I think we've probably all been there. Yeah. So I tend to do my reading first thing in the morning now, and I do my lectures that are kind of guided in the evening when I'm a bit more tired. But you're right. I think knowing yourself is a really key point. You've got to know how you work and how you're, you know, going to get the best out of the experience. So what about challenges then? So Debbie, if I come to you first for that one, did you find anything really challenging during the time that you did yours?
Yeah, there was one quite big challenge, because not all MBAs require this, but Henley does. So you have to do a project, but you also have to do an academic dissertation. And the academic dissertation that I wanted to study was about business analysis. Okay. I know you're astonished. And remember, this was when I started doing that. That was 22, 24 years ago. Yeah, 24 years ago. So I started, you know, doing this, and you were sort of allocated a supervisor, but they were quite hands-off at the time. I think now they're probably a little bit more involved. And I mentioned business analysis, and nobody knew what I was talking about. And there were no academic papers. There was nothing. And I kept trying to do it. And in the end, I had a meeting with the supervisor, and I said, look, every time I put in a proposal, you knock it back. I don't understand what's happening here. And he said, well, you haven't got any academic basis for what you're trying to study. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to do a doctoral dissertation at a master's level. So stop it. Because that's never going to fly. So I said, well, I want to study this thing called business analysis. So we had a conversation about it. And he said, okay, let's break it down. And in the end, my dissertation for my MBA was on the role of the internal information systems consultant, because internal consultancy, there was academic basis for it, information systems, academic basis, and I could pull it together. But it took months and months to actually get that sorted, because they didn't know what I was talking about.
Wow. And then, so is this what, was this your inspiration then to go on to do the doctorate then as well? That was about defining the role of the business analyst?
Yeah. I mean, it was a few years later, but I thought there is unfinished business here. So, you know, we need to move on from that. But yeah, that was quite a big challenge in the MBA, you know. So, yeah. What about you, Christina? Did you have any particular areas of challenge?
I think throughout my MBA course, as opposed to the challenge was, as I was learning in my way through a module and I needed to write assignments that are directly relating to current business challenges, I almost needed to, sort of do some matchmaking, looking at areas of the business where I was working at the time. Is there any challenges where I can actually utilize the knowledge I've accumulated in that particular module to, current business problems that allows me to write up the assignment? And I suppose that was, I see that as a kind of by default a challenge, because not everything falls into place, so serendipitously. But in fact, I was able to find something to write about, but it always struck that fear, oh, a new module, I've got to find such and such. I need to speak to certain particular business functions and ask them what I can or cannot write about, and sort of, find some common ground for me to proceed with assignments. And when I got to my management research challenge, which is at the final stage of my MBA, I wanted to talk about service innovation and how it contributed to competitive advantage in small to medium-sized UK consultancies, because I kind of moved roles from a larger one to one that is less mature, relatively speaking. And that involved potentially speaking to a lot of that organization's competitors, which I didn't know if that was going to fly as a concept. I really need to kind of hunker down on the ethics side of things and how that could be anonymized, and how do I gain trust from all these really senior people I wanted to talk to. And make them understand I'm actually doing this really just for academic purposes. And it wasn't really to potentially, you know, provide any information I shouldn't be sharing with my current organization. So that was a bit of a challenge.
So yeah, I suppose there's many, isn't there? Lots of, especially like say relating it to your workplace as well. That does sound quite tricky. Yeah. But what about in terms of the flip side of that then, Christina? What do you think has been like the most valuable thing for you? I mean, obviously now you've done it, you've achieved it, and I suppose it's going to be a bit time for a rest now before your next thing. But what's been the most valuable thing for you, do you think?
So the most valuable thing for me would be being with the study group and taking in all these very diverse perspectives in the cohort, which to some extent like really challenged things I have believed in all along, that's been quite consistent in my own learning and career journey, challenged with something, you know, many perspectives that's quite vastly different. So I think it has really sort of not that, but in a best possible way, so I think the networking part played such a valuable part of my own experience. It's funny because I was just thinking about this question, this kind of particular topic before this recording, and in my last recording for BA Brew, my first one, I talked about impactful analysis, and now. But my answer to this question would be, well, it the MBA has actually equipped me for some really cool techniques and but also the soft skills that leads to impactful leadership as well. That's ultimately it's kind of condensed a lot of almost like a lifetime's worth of what people need to know about running businesses. You know, the business context as Debbie mentioned earlier on, combined with the perspective sort of some really quite senior business leaders who are in my cohort, it really allowed me to take a step back and kind of reflect and take in these kind of elements and, you know, and sort of make me think about these as considerations in my workplace. That's been incredibly powerful. And it helped me build in some good practices as well. To make an impact in a leadership position, things like building in reflection time, being able to flag up any potential concerns on where I can course correct before things become issues, and being able to look at sort of, well, where I am holistically in life. I don't know if that's your experience, Debbie, from Penny Business School, but they also did this personal development module, which was just so good. And it's a fundamental, if anyone wants to make an impact where they are, it's about kind of internalizing sort of, you know, your real wheel of life, where are you at the moment, looking at improvement areas and almost create this plan for your own life. You know, everything's within your reach, but what are your priorities at the moment? How will that sort of, you know, how will that impact, you know, your overarching goals? How will that then impact you in your leadership and how you kind of approach it? So I think that's another thing that became a key learning for me and an MBA.
Brilliant. There's so much, isn't there? So much to it, and there's so much you can take from it and apply into your working professional life as well. Sounds like you're doing that already, which is fantastic. And how about yourself, Debbie? What did you find the most valuable? I mean, obviously, you went on to do bigger and better things. But how did the MBA kind of manifest in that way?
It was quite interesting, really, because I really felt that my MBA linked into business analysis and the world of, you know, business change really closely. You know, we talk about holistic thinking as business analysts. Having done an MBA, you really understand the holistic business. So it really did improve my work in business analysis. And that was really important to me. And some of the things that I learned, because I did some work with BCS at the time, I I was able to influence putting some of them in some of the BCS qualifications, like some of the strategy analysis, because I firmly believe that as a business analyst, you know, you've got to have that golden thread up to what is the strategy of this organization, because I can't just come up with ideas for change and requirements for change without understanding that context. So it really gave me a lot of a deeper understanding of business analysis because I understood business better. But the other thing is, obviously, you know, I've run a company for quite a few years now, and it gave me the grounding for that massively. And it's a qualification and a program of study that I really understand why so many business managers feel a need to do it and feel it's beneficial, because it does allow you to understand so many different aspects that you probably wouldn't understand any other way. So, yeah, both levels, business analysis, really vital, and it really did improve that. But also, you know, anything as a business manager or a senior executive, it's just fantastic. And it is definitely one of the best things I've ever done.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, actually, the same question for myself. I think it's hard for me to answer at this point in time, because I'm just in the thick of it, just trying to get through the modules, you know, and keep them going.
Have you got any thoughts, Lisa? Because you're in the middle of it. You've already done some modules. Can you see how that is helping you at all?
I'd say definitely. It's definitely helping. I'm an analyst. I already thought quite deeply about things anyway, but I feel like I'm learning things at a deeper level, but also a wider level as well. So it's just expanding the knowledge. And actually, it's quite humbling, because you do think, sort of this point in your career, you do think you know an awful lot, and you've seen it all before, and you've worked with all these different people with different personalities and politics and all these different things. But actually, when you start reading the books and when you start going through the modules, you start seeing that you don't know that much at all, you know, and it's quite humbling. But also the bits you do learn, then you can bring back, like Christina was saying, back to the workplace. You do find yourself bringing it in, you know, bringing that newfound knowledge into your role as well.
Yeah.
And to add to it, I think what I've also observed is the fact that all these senior leaders and people within my cohort, they might not really know what business analysis is, but they are actually utilizing and have put on the BA hat as throughout the whole course with their research. The analysis techniques have applied that led to the conclusions in their respective assignments. All are BAs in some one form or another, just in different hats and outfits. But it is very much one of those shape-shifting professions that I find quite fascinating. So absolutely, I think, Debbie nailed it on the head when you're talking about you're exploring this profession a bit more and in your PhD. I think that's a very valuable thing.
Yeah. It was, you know, doing the sort of doctorate and taking it that step further and really having the privilege to work with, you know, a lot of very expert specialist BAs who allowed me to interview them and take on board their insights. And then, you know, to look at things like the service angle and service innovation, which I did, you know, it's a privilege to be able to do that. And then what you want to do is feed it back in, don't you? And you want to help develop, you know, the profession of business analysis that we know and love so well. And that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Definitely. So just to wrap that up then, because we could literally talk about this, I certainly could, for a lot longer. Christina, have you got any top tips for any BAs who are thinking about embarking on the MBA journey?
Yeah, I think it's certainly, in my view, it's just, definitely worth considering. And any tints of hips, I'll probably say it might be worth sort of having a think and kind of define your goals about why people, you know, why you want to do it, because I think as you know, in our conversation, our reasons for undertaking a course like this might be different within each individual. So be clear about, you know, what your goals, you want, what you want to get out of it, and also suppose thinking about the mindset and making sure you step into the course if you decide to go for it. Stay open minded. Because you know, you have to be ready to learn and adapt in doing a course is very much a marathon, and you come across lots of different personalities within the cohort you're going to be in. So I think that's something to think about.
That's great, thank you. It does feel like a marathon, and then when it comes to like assignment day handing, it's more of a sprint, isn't it? More of a sprint, get it done. How about yourself, Debbie?
Well, I think I'd echo what Christina said, but just to sort of add to that, I think I have two mantras. One was to just keep on moving forward, and sometimes one day I might only be able to move forward for 10 minutes, but I kept on moving forward because all those little pieces added up and you just kept your momentum going. And the second thing was, there are times when I sat at my desk and just thought, I can't do it, I can't go on, this is terrible, I'm not capable, etc., etc. And one of the lecturers at Henley said to me when I did my doctorate, but it applies to the MBA, yeah, just suck it up and get on with it. And I always had that in my head and just kept telling myself, suck it up and get on with it. And I know it sounds harsh, but it really helped.
Yeah, but it just keeps you moving forward, doesn't it? No matter what it throws at you, you know, whatever happens, you just keep on with it. I think I totally agree with what you both said there. I think for me, it'd just be to don't give up. You know, it's a fantastic course. I've absolutely loved it so far. You know, immerse yourself in it, enjoy it, you know, and just do it, really. So thank you so much for joining me on this topic. It's been really wonderful to talk about it and just see how, you know, the impact it's made on both of you, and hopefully me in the end when I finally catch up and get it finished as well. So thank you. To our viewers and listeners, thank you so much for being here. If you would like to like, share and subscribe to our channel, we'd very much appreciate that. And if you have any ideas for any future podcasts, please let us know on the email address babrew@assistkd.com. Thank you.